Hello, and thank you for tuning in to our program today. We're going to be studying from the Bible, from the book of John. We're going to start in chapter 18. We're going to study about a man in the Bible. His name is Pilate. You know, the Bible is made up of people, and the people in the Bible, they either obeyed God or they did not obey God. Some obeyed God, but many more did not. That's what the Bible is all about. Man and his relationship with God. In John 18, we read about a man by the name of Pilate. You may have heard of him before. He met Jesus. He met Jesus face to face. But he failed to believe in Jesus. He failed to do the right thing. He failed in his service to his fellow man. He failed. Pilate met Jesus, but he failed. And we're going to talk about the reasons why he failed. And we want to see what his mistakes were so that we can avoid making those mistakes in our very own lives. Let's pick up the account now in John 18, Pilate and Jesus. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. It was the time of the Passover, and they would not go into the Gentile judgment hall, because they did not want to contaminate themselves spiritually. But it was okay for them to condemn an innocent man, even the Son of God. They were all right with that. And so you see, you cannot pick and choose things that you want to do and ignore other things that are necessary as well. John 18 and 29 says, Pilate then went out unto them. They wouldn't come in, so he went out unto them. And said, What accusations bring you against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. So they believe Jesus is guilty of a high crime, and that's why they're coming to Pilate. Then Pilate said unto them, Take you him, and judge him according to your law. Pilate had civil jurisdiction, not spiritual jurisdiction, as he allowed the Jews to have that. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. That's why we're coming. We want this Jesus to be put to death. We don't have the authority to do that. That's why they needed this Gentile governor. They wanted him to give the okay to put Jesus to death. And it says that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Of course, he was going to be lifted up from the earth. He was going to be crucified. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? So Pilate begins to talk to Jesus face to face, man to man, speaking to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the only begotten Son of God. Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I Jew? Thine own nation and thy chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? I want to know what you've done, Pilate said. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. I don't have a worldly kingdom. I have a kingdom, but it's not of this world. And so that told Pilate a lot of things about him. He was no threat. He was no danger to Rome. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king? To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. I love that statement. Everyone that heareth the truth, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Are you of the truth? Do you hear the voice of Jesus Christ? Pilate did. Pilate heard the voice of truth. Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" I wish he would have stayed there and discussed that question with Jesus, because he asked the right person about truth. But he didn't do that. It says he went out, and when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, "I find no fault in him at all." Now, Pilate was a good man, a moral in this regard. He wasn't going to do any injustice to Jesus. "I find no fault in him." I don't want to crucify someone I find no fault in. So this was some of the good points that Pilate had. Pilate was a just man. He was not about to kill an innocent man. And he told the Jews, "I find no fault in him. But you have a custom that I should release unto you at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" He seemed to believe that they will accept this, that I can release to them Jesus. But they were ahead of him on this. Then cried they all again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Barabbas was a guilty man. Jesus was an innocent man. But they wanted Jesus, the innocent man, to die and the guilty man to be released. And that's really what this whole thing is about. Jesus dying for the sins of the world. The whole world is guilty, but Jesus isn't. But is the world going to die? Not if they obey Jesus. They won't die the second death if they obey him. So this was what the whole world is about. Christ is an innocent man. He's going to die for all of the people who are guilty. Then Pilate, chapter 19, verse 1, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him.'" That's twice he said it. "I don't find anything wrong with this man. I want to show you I've beaten him for you. I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man. I've shamed him, I've beaten him, and here he is." When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." That's three times he said that. I find no fault in him. He's not guilty of anything to put him to death for. The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. He's the Son of God. Pilate met him face to face. He heard him speak. He heard the truth come out of his mouth. He heard him talk about his kingdom and being a king. He has now heard that he is the Son of God, and he is afraid. And went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have the power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that believeth me, unto these that delivereth me, unto thee have the greater sin. And so the greater sin lay upon the Jews, not upon Pilate. And so Pilate was very, is being very moved by all of this. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not a friend of Caesar's. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Wow, that must have been a potent statement to old Pilate, to Pilate's ears, because this was it. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. And they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, one either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. Well, there's Pilate. Pilate had some good points about him, didn't he? Pilate told the truth. I find no fault in him. That was good. Pilate was a just man. He said three times, I find no fault with him. He was sticking with his finding. And he had the authority, not the crowd. The crowd understood that too. So he's a good man. He is sticking to his findings. He has the authority to stick to it. But they were still trying to release him. He was still trying to release Jesus when they said, if you're a friend of him, you are an enemy of Caesar. You're speaking against Caesar. Pilate was an honest man. Pilate was a fair man. Pilate was a good man. But he failed when he heard that statement. He let an innocent man go to his death. There was a limit to his ability to do the right thing. He was doing the right thing until that took place. He tried at least three times, but not a fourth time. He tried to release Jesus, but then he gave up trying. We see his failure. Now, why did he fail? That's our question now. We see that he failed. Now, why did he fail? Well, I would suggest to you that he didn't try hard enough. You know, you just can't try a little if you're going to do the right thing. You have to try and keep on trying. That's not what Pilate did. He tried three times. He tried to save the life of Jesus, but then he reached a point where he gave up trying. You know, people think that if we try a little bit, we'll finally be justified if we fail. We might say something like this. I tried to forgive my enemy, but I just couldn't do it. I tried to be a Christian, but it just wasn't working out for me. I tried to tell the truth, but I could see that if I told the truth, I was going to get in trouble. You know what? We aren't justified by trying something. Don't just try. Keep doing it. We think, like, I tried three times. You can't blame me. I just couldn't keep going. That's not going to please God. Only obedience pleases God. You know, he did a lot of good things, but he didn't do it long enough. He was a good man. He was a just man. but he wasn't good long enough. He was a fair judge, but he wasn't fair long enough. We have got to keep trying and keep trying and do the will of God. We can't just try to do the will of God. We can't try to give up drinking. We got to give up drinking. We can't try to give up gambling. We've got to give up gambling. We can't try to give up cursing. We have to actually give it up. And so we cannot be like Pilate. We can't say, well, I tried, so I did all that I could. No, you've got to do God's will. That's one of the reasons why he failed. He didn't keep trying. He didn't do it. He wasn't a good judge. He was a weak judge, and he gave in to the crowd. But number two, he preferred social standing over doing what is right. That's so sad. When they said, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And the Bible says, when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and he let him go to be crucified. He wanted to be a powerful governor. He wanted to have money and power and position. Well, he was, but he wasn't more powerful than his desire for social standing. He wanted to remain there, and so he failed. He failed to be a powerful ruler. He let the people overwhelm him and overpower him. Now, many had rather be accepted by man than to be accepted by God. Are you that way? You want to be accepted by God, but you want to be accepted by people more than being accepted by God. You know, there are people in the Bible like that. I want to read with you John 12, if you would. John 12 and 42 and 43. Here were people who believed in Jesus, but they wanted to be accepted of men more. Look at this. John 12, 42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. Well, that was good. Yeah, but listen to the next statement. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. He's failed, and we fail too. We fail if we want the praise of men more than the praise of God. That we'd rather be accepted by men than to be accepted by God. There was a man in the Bible named Demas. He traveled with Paul. He worked with Paul the apostle. But Paul wrote in his last letter, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, that Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. That's where Pilate was. Pilate loved this present world. And so he wouldn't continue to do the right thing. Sometimes people go to a Christmas party given by their company, and when they are offered a drink, they take it because they want to be in good standing with men. When they're told a dirty joke, you know what they'll do? They'll laugh. You don't laugh at dirty jokes, but many people do. Because they want to be accepted by that person. They may be told, come on and go with us. We're going hunting. And you say, no, I've got to go to church. Oh, no, you can go to church some other time. Go with us. Well, you want to be accepted by God, but you want to be accepted by the men more than God. And so people go on the hunting trip instead of going to worship. They go ahead and listen to the dirty joke instead of saying, no, I don't want to listen to the dirty joke. They want to take a drink when they know it's wrong because they want to be accepted of men. The Bible has a powerful verse on this subject. And that powerful verse is 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Be not deceived, evil companions corrupt good morals. You hang around with the wrong people, and they're going to drag you down. That's what they did with Pilate. They drug Pilate down. He got pulled down, and he participated in their evil scheme and their conspiracy against the Son of God because he wanted to please them. Peer pressure. I know you've heard of that. We have all probably been impacted by our friends, our schoolmates, our neighbors. We've been evilly impacted by them. This is the reason Pilate failed. He failed. His morals declined because of the peer pressure. He wanted to go along with the crowd. He was afraid of the crowd, what they will say. And maybe we're afraid because we're afraid of, they'll tease me, they'll mock me. You know, even congregations do that. They go after the world because they want to be in good standing with the world. And so they bring in things that are unauthorized into the church. They bring in things that God doesn't care for. He hasn't given us authority to do. But they bring them in because they want to draw crowds. They want their attendance to get big and have huge attendance. And so Pilate failed. Pilate failed because he didn't try hard enough. Pilate failed because he wanted to maintain his social standing. But he also failed because he actually valued worldly things more than righteousness. He wanted to hold on to that important office. He didn't want to do the right thing because if he did the right thing and he let Jesus go, he felt like he was in danger of losing his office, of losing something. That, you know, that's what people are afraid of. If I become a Christian, I'm going to lose something. I'm going to miss out on some fun. In Matthew 19, verse 16 and following, a rich young ruler came to Jesus wanting eternal life. Jesus told him to keep the commandments. The young man says, I have kept the commandments of God. What do I lack? And Jesus said, sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't sell what he had. He wouldn't obey Jesus because he wanted that money. He sold out. He sold out his soul for that little dab of money. Just like old Jacob and Esau, Jacob sold his birthright for a little bowl of porridge. Well, later he was regretting that. Later he wept because those blessings were gone. Look at our world now. Look at our world today and all the pleasures of sin that people are involved in. And they'd rather have their pleasures of sin than to do the right thing. Pilate had rather have his office of governor rather than to do the right thing. He knew Jesus was an innocent man. He knew that. And yet he did not want to lose that governorship. You know, even Pilate's wife said, have nothing to do with that innocent man. Matthew 27 and 19. His wife told him, don't do it. Don't do it. Sometimes people go ahead and do things wrong, even when their family is saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, they go ahead and do it anyway. Isn't that a shame? Thank you for tuning in and listening to our discussion today about Pilate. Pilate met Jesus, spoke to Jesus, examined Jesus, found Jesus was an innocent man. But he failed to respond to Jesus. He tried, but he didn't try hard enough. He let the crowd influence him. He let the worldly things mean more to him. What about you? Be on the alert. Don't let this thing happen to you as it happened to Pilate. It happens all the time, peer pressure. Don't let that happen to you. Stay faithful to the Lord. Dedicate yourself to him. Live pure. Don't let anything distract you or get you on a detour away from the truth. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Richard Massey. I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. We have a website, windmillcoc.org. Please look us up and visit with us if you're in our area. Thanks again. May God bless. See you next time.